This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. For all of 2019, we're collaborating with the Academy of American Poets. Over the course of the year, we'll be hearing from the monthly curators of Poem a Day, an original series that sends out a poem each and every day to your inbox when you sign up at poets.org. The poems reach more than 500,000 readers when they wake up each morning, and we try to play the poem on our show almost every day. This month's curator is Victoria Chang. She's the recipient of awards including a Guggenheim Fellowship and a McDowell Fellowship, and she is the author of the poetry collections Circle, Salvinia Molesta, The Boss, which won a Penn Central USA Literary Award, and most recently, 2017's Barbie Chang. Here she is reading a poem published in the Poem a Day series from that year. This is Dear P.
This is Victoria Chang recording Dear P. Someone will love you, many will love you, many will brother you. Some of these loves will bother you, some will leave you. One might haunt you, hunt you in your sleep, make you weep, the tearless kind of weep, the kind of weep that drowns your organs slowly. There are little oars in your body, little boats. Grab onto them and row and row. Someone will tell you no, but you won't know he was right until you have already wrung your own heart dry, your hands dripping knives, until you have already reached your hands into his body and put them through his heart. Love is the only thing that is not an argument.
And Victoria Chang joins me now from Los Angeles, California. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to All of It.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Victoria, when did you first discover poetry?
I think when a lot of people who are poets discover poetry, probably when we were in elementary school and, you're in like second grade or something, and I was in Michigan, and they had these little poetry contests, and they'd have you writing little poems where pretty much everyone won. And so that's sort of when I first kind of understood there was even such a thing as poetry.
When did you begin to take it seriously and think this could be your life's work?
Gosh, I still don't think it could be my work. I think I took a bunch of classes in college. I went to the University of Michigan, and I had the privilege of taking poetry workshops just sort of for fun. And I just noticed I just kept on taking them and kept on reading. And eventually, I think it just sort of kept on just being a part of my life. And now it is mostly my life, I would say. But I think I resisted for a long time because it's, like what does one do with poetry is the question I always had in terms of a life and a career. I knew how to read it and write it, but not how to sort of make a living off of it. So I never really took it that seriously, I guess, until recently.
That's so interesting because for people who don't know your backstory, you have a bachelor's and a master's in Asian studies, and then you got a business degree from Stanford before even pursuing an MFA. Have you ever used your other degrees in your writing?
In my writing? Yeah. I mean, I think I use my other degrees all the time in every aspect of my life. And now I'm actually, like the head of a certain number of organizations. And I really think that the business degree helped me to sort of be able to work in the literary world, I think, and make a living that way. And I think with some of my work, like The Boss, which is my third book that McSweeney's published, was really about the workplace and the hierarchy in the workplace.
My guest is Victoria Chang. She is this month's curator for May's Poem a Day series from poets.org. Barbie Chang is your most recent series. Who's Barbie Chang?
You know, it's sort of this partially me, partially made-up character. Mm-hmm. These poems started as first-person characters, and then it just felt too limiting, and so I just, this name popped into my head of Barbie and Chang, these things that just never seem to go together. You know, Barbie is this ideal, thin, blonde, usually doll, and then the Chang is sort of just an Asian-American person that, in my experience growing up, was sort of undesired and those types of things. And once I sort of thought of that name, I just changed all the poems to this character, which opened up the possibilities for the manuscript.
Something else you've worked on in addition to your poetry is you've written a children's book called Is Mommy? What was the appeal of a children's book for you?
You know, I have two, we have two children. They're 12 and 10 now, but I really loved reading, picture books to them when they were growing up, and I still love reading them now. And so you know, just kind of, I do it, I write children sort of as a secondary genre now. And so I have a middle grade verse novel that's coming out probably next year or the year after. And so I still write a lot of children's writing because it's a way to take a break, I think, from the intensity of poetry, which I find always all-encompassing. And so it's good for me to sort of jump around in different genres. But I love picture books. I mean, there are many ways, just like poetry, just sort of targeted towards a smaller population of people.
I have a son about the same age as your kids, and one thing I really appreciated in picture books was the ability to talk to people of different ages, to talk to the little kid, but also to be able to keep the parent engaged. It's really a tough thing to
do. That's right. Yeah, I mean, I remember so many times where I was like, oh, this is such a boring picture book. And then other times I'd be cackling on the ground because it was so funny or so beautifully rendered, the language. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes it can be so mind-numbing reading the same books over and over if your children request them. And so what better way to entertain parents too and just give them a little bit of a joke here or there or something to make them smile is helpful.
My guest is Victoria Chang. She is the curator for Poem A Day for this month, the month of May. So how did you approach this project for poets.org when they said, Victoria, help us find all these poems?
I was so excited, but completely overwhelmed. It was really a difficult project because curating anything is hard. You know, you inevitably you're going to leave a ton of people out, and you want to think about how, you know, what kinds of poems to include, what kinds of people to include, and then how all the poems may speak to each other. So in many ways, you're editing in a whole anthology in a very short period of time. So I just kind of wandered around in my mind and thought of who are some poets that I've really enjoyed reading in the past, and then started making you know, lists. And I, you know, I'm a spreadsheet person because of my background. So I made a spreadsheet and I kind of made, you know, listed all the people that I was going to ask. And I started asking people and, you know, they started sending me poems and things like that. But the editors last year, again, they did such a great job and we weren't allowed to pick anyone from last year. So that was a big challenge. And in that way, I think it really challenged me to think of poets that I didn't know or kind of dig around a little more. So that was a really fun process.
I love your practical approach. It's just
the spreadsheet.
It's the spreadsheet. Did you have any criteria for the list of poets you were trying to amass?
Yeah, I mean, I get the poems in my inbox every morning, and I have for as long as I can remember. And so I really understand the medium and the space. And so I was really looking for poems that, in a very quick period of time, could move people or make them think about something differently. You know, I was really trying to think about presenting different kinds of pieces from different kinds of people from all sorts of communities, from, you know, the majority communities, from the marginalized communities, from all. I was really trying to give people a different taste of you know, the poetry world and what's possible, and then but also really thinking about that physical space. And, you know, it's on your phone, it's in your inbox. How much time are people going to have to read them? So when people started sending me poems, I tended to really think about, okay, if this were in my inbox, you know, would this capture someone's attention and would it change them in some way? So that was the main criteria.
That's so interesting, that holistic approach in terms of just the way we actually would consume the poems, not just the poems themselves. That's so interesting. We played your poem, Dear P, at the top, which was part of the Poem A Day series in 2017. Where did that poem come from?
You know, I had written a bunch of those poems, and the P is Penny, which is our older daughter, and she's 12 now. And I had written these epistolary, which are sort of letter poems to her. And when I wrote Barbie Chang, I wrote some new ones. I put some in the middle from the past, and I wrote some new ones and put them in the back. So I really like the epistolary form. It's just sort of like this really urgent, passionate talking to someone. And in this case, I was talking to not only Penny, which is, you know, our daughter, but all children, and thinking about all the mistakes that by my age, you know, we look back and yeah, a lot of great things have happened and a lot of joys have occurred. But boy, you know, growing up is a part of making mistake after mistake after mistake, but it's okay. It's fine. That's how we our living, and that's how we learn. And so I wanted to kind of write these short epistolary poems to her and, frankly, to all sort of younger people.
That last line is really striking. Love is the only thing that is not an argument.
Thank you.
When you wrote that, what did you mean? I'm fascinated by this.
I think that love is so difficult and it's so complicated. And, you know, for someone like me who spends a lot of time in my head, you know, there's always this kind of like arguing back and forth and thinking this and I remember so many times in college with my best friends, we'd sit there and deconstruct this or that. And then when you're older in your 20s, you're like, well, I don't know about this person, that person. And then when you're like, you know, thinking about getting married, possibly, you're like, oh, I don't know. It's like, this. It's like constantly, you know, just sort of questioning and deconstructing. And I guess looking back on it, I mean, it was all sort of a waste of time because, you know, that's something that sometimes you just have to feel. And you just have to let your feelings just sort of come to the surface. And they may be mistakes, but in the end, it's fine because mistakes are fine. You know, that's a part of life. And I think the better we embrace them, the better life that we'll have in the end.
My guest is Victoria Chang. She's the editor for Poem a Day for the month of May at poets.org. Now, you have a forthcoming book of poetry due out in 2020 called Obit. I'm assuming these deal with death?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, they deal with my mom's passing and her long-time illness. And, they're these, you know, little shapes of, like, they look like obituaries. And, they're just sort of this kind of distillation of grief. I was trying to figure out if I could explain and articulate grief to someone else and what I was feeling. And I don't know if I succeeded in the end, but it was a necessary process for me to kind of go through that grieving process.
As you were going through the process of writing that, which is clearly really personal, when you think about how your process has changed from book to book to book, from collection to collection, I should say, what have you noticed has changed about the way you work?
I mean, working, your process changes. I had two kids, and I still have them, of course, but that, you know, when they were really young, under five, you know, I wrote entire books in a car, for example. The Boss, I wrote in a 2-month period just waiting for them to finish a class. And so that kind of stayed with me. So now I'm pretty fast. I generate really quickly because I just never know when life is going to come. And so I'm always like, okay, I need to, you know, and I get a little bit obsessive. And so I finish things really quickly and then I spend years sort of editing. So I would say having children changed my process, and then I'm really, really busy now. And so I think that that's also changed my process. But when I'm in it, you know, when I'm creating and making, and I'm still the same, I have the same feelings of just, you know, this kind of magical, mystical feeling that you have when you're in the thick of writing. I still have that, and that hasn't changed. If anything, you know, going through, you know, my father had a stroke and he's still alive but really sick and has been sick for a long time. And then my mom had a long illness. Going through all of that, you know, I think just sort of changed me. If anything, it just made me grow up a little bit faster than maybe my natural body wanted to. And so I think that combined with how busy I am, I think it just makes my creation process more intense, which is, I think, an interesting experience.
I was in a very similar situation. Both my parents have passed. It sounds similar, that you get this sense of tomorrow's not promised.
That's right.
And it really does affect how you do your work and how you think about the world.
It does. I always say, you know, and I'm sorry, you know, about your own experience, just we have a card, you know, we each get a card after maybe you have a child. Mm-hmm. We each get sort of this other card when a parent dies, you know, get another card when another parent dies. You know, it's like with the people that have experienced those kinds of things, you just look at each other and you don't need to say anything.
It's
and
true.
I think that's sort of something we share. And I think the older we get, the more we share with the world. And hopefully that's reflected in our writing. And if we're artists, what we create.
Victoria Chang, thank you so much for joining us on All of It.
Thank you for having me.